This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this is your Nishna Valley for the first weekend in April.
Yeah.
We've turned another corner.
We're having snow in April again?
I know.
Not fair.
Woke up Friday morning to, I guess you could call it kind of a dusting of snow. Not a lot.
No.
Not too much. And gone. It was, I mean, literally for the most part gone by the afternoon anyway. A little slick, though, Friday morning around the area.
Yeah.
It was a little slippery outside. Whether you were walking or driving, didn't seem to matter. But it was, I guess, a dose of reality.
Yeah.
Mother Nature always has this way of kind of poking us to remind us that I'm still here.
Yeah. Gee, thanks.
Haven't gone away yet. Last weekend, my wife and I on Saturday drove up to Minneapolis for a quick visit, and they have snow.
Yeah.
They have some snow.
They can keep it.
Yeah. My wife was talking while I was paying the bill after we had lunch up in Albert Lea, Minnesota on our way up there. My wife was talking to somebody there as I was paying the bill, and she said that she'd mentioned that the Minneapolis area, Minnesota, that was the worst winter they've had for snow since about the early 80s.
Wow.
So she said it was a pretty tough winter. You know how a lot of big parking lots, you know, they just push all the snow into one corner
piles.
And make a big pile, which, you know, as kids we used to love.
Yeah.
There were literally a few of those we saw that had to be almost 20 feet tall yet.
Jeez.
I mean, there's a lot of snow
for it
up
to be
there.
That tall yet, yeah.
Once you get north of Ames, all of a sudden, you kind of look around as you're driving up 35, and you start to see little hints of snow here and there. And then the more you drive north, the more you see more snow in the ditches. And then all of a sudden you notice, well, there's not just in the ditches, but there's some out in the farm fields yet, too. And, you know, then you get up into Minnesota, and, ooh, they actually have, I mean, all of a sudden you look over on the side of the road, and there's still, you know, not where it's been pushed, just where it's sitting there, where it snowed. There's probably still a foot and a half of snow sitting there.
Jeez.
And then we got up into the southern suburbs and into Minneapolis and realized right away when we parked and looked around that particular neighborhood we were in, these people all have snow in their yards yet. And in some cases, a lot.
Jeez.
And it's where you're not walking through snow. You're walking through very, very deep puddles.
Ew.
Because it's melting.
Yeah.
And it's that time of the year now where that snow that they had, it's all filthy dirty.
Ew.
I mean, it doesn't even look good.
Right.
You know, it's all that black stuff, you know, road stuff. It's all collected in it. And then it's, you know, it's warm enough during the day that there's a little bit of melting, but it's cold enough yet at night that it refreezes.
Oh, yeah.
So it's kind of that crispy, ugly, blackish, grayish, you know, cruddy stuff that has a little bit of the road gravel in it.
And so, yeah, gravel and dirt and rocks, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, it's, you know, don't think it's giving you the winter mood or anything. It's just, ugh, you know, it's just, yeah.
Gross and dirty.
So I guess what I'm saying is it could be worse.
That's true.
It could be worse. This next week, though, we're supposed to see some nicer weather.
Good.
There's still a little bit of rain in the forecast yet, but what do we expect? It's April. It's supposed to rain in April. But it's supposed to warm up gradually, it looks like, this next week. Monday, I think they're calling for temperatures in like the mid-50s and 60s on Tuesday, and then by the time we hit Wednesday, Thursday, we're talking about temperatures approaching 70 into the 70s. So, you know, if you don't mind a little bit of rain mixed in with that, I think we might start seeing some substantial greening of the Nishna Valley.
Finally.
A little bit so far, you know, especially around the edges of the yards, you know, like around next to the curb, the sidewalks, where the concrete's keeping it. Well, yeah, where the concrete is keeping it warm right now.
Yeah.
Starting to see a little greening there, but it'll be nice to, you know, you didn't really notice it a whole lot until we had that just tiny little blanket of snow the other day. And all of a sudden you look and you realize, oh, there's some green in that white.
Yeah.
Hey, all right.
It's coming. It's coming.
Things are coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we're all looking forward to it.
Yes.
It's been we say it's been a long winter. It always is.
It's just been cold.
Yeah.
And we're ready for the good weather that we're supposed to be having right now, not the temperatures it's been the last week or so.
I've just been jealous lately because I drive, you know, around the area, and at the different golf courses, I see guys out playing golf.
Yeah.
And I'm just a little bit jealous because you get to this time of the year, and you want to do some of the things you love, whether it's golf or just getting outside, biking, whatever. You know, it doesn't matter. But with golf in particular, as much as I've got the urge to get out there, I don't want to play on this ground.
Oh, probably not.
You know, it's just, it's not all that much fun. You got all that winter debris out there yet. There's really no grass.
Yeah.
You know, it's not ideal conditions. You're not sweeping the ball off the grass. Let's put it that way. And the greens, a little rough this time of the year. So it's just frustrating to drive by and see guys out playing golf and thinking, oh, I want to do that so bad. But not bad enough
not
that I
want
to
condition,
play
yeah.
on that stuff. Yeah.
Or be wearing a sweatshirt. And
I can hit the ball in some pretty bad spots on my own. I don't need,
you don't need the help of
a stray branch sitting in the middle of a fairway somewhere and knocking that thing off someplace else. Or, you know, you can't hit it. It bounces all over creation down the fairway. That type of stuff this time of the year. You know, it's just, we're not quite there yet, but we'll be there soon enough. Yeah. Like I said, maybe this time next weekend we'll be looking out and seeing some nice green grass. Maybe we'll start seeing some buds on the trees here pretty soon. So it'll green up pretty fast. Outside our front window, we've got those, we've got different kinds of plants out there. Some daylilies that come up different times of the year too. But we've got some other things that they come up early in the year. Why am I drawing a blank now? I can't think of what
lilies?
They're called.
Are they lilies?
They might be early lilies, but... Yeah, but we have some that come up early in the year, and they're already.
They're already coming,
I mean, they're all, I looked the other day, I think they're already about 3 or 4 inches.
Say, yeah.
Yeah, so they come in a hurry here early in the winter, early in the spring. They don't wait.
No.
So it kind of gets you in the mood.
It does get you anxious.
Yeah,
and...
kind of gets you feeling springy right now, so. And Easter is not too far down the road. Just a couple more weeks away before we hit Easter Sunday. So that'll be a good thing coming up on April 20th. So we're just a couple of weeks away. And, you know, it's just, like I said, things are going to hit rapid fire because you're going to hit Easter Sunday. And then a few weeks later, you're going to hit Mother's Day, graduation, Memorial Day, Father's Day. And then it's back to school.
Yeah. How was that summer break?
Yeah, it's getting shorter and shorter, isn't it? But it's that time of the year where we be careful what you wish for. You know, we wish for spring. We want it to get nicer. We want to get, you know, whatever. Well, then all of a sudden you look at the calendar one day and you think, where'd everything go?
Yeah.
Holy smokes, every weekend now I've got things to do and things logged in and family responsibilities to take care of and yikes.
Yeah.
Mud races to go to.
Yep.
Yeah.
Your summer's planned before it's even started.
I know. Isn't that the way? It's not the worst thing in the world,
no,
though.
It's not.
It could be a lot worse. We were looking at some different things here earlier this week as far as, you know, each month has different monthly observances and things that are tagged to it. And there are some really, well, there's some odd ones for every month, I'm sure. But, you know, we were looking through some of those here this last week. And, you know, some of them are pretty serious things. Cancer Control Month, you know, things, Autism Awareness Month, things like Parkinson's Awareness Month. I mean, those are all serious, obviously serious things. But National Grilled Cheese Month?
Really?
National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Month. Really?
Huh.
That's how they it has a month?
There's a month for everything, isn't there, or a day?
Well, you know, that's the thing I was looking at on the calendar. You know, you've got Mother's Day, you got Father's Day. I mean, they each get a day.
Well, sure.
Frogs get a month.
Really?
Yeah, April is frog month. You didn't know that, did you?
No idea.
Yeah, they get a month out of that. It's Brussels sprouts and cabbage month.
Ugh.
Really?
Yeah, thanks.
That's what most people look at. I wonder how many people have actually eaten Brussels sprouts that turn their nose up to it. Have
that's
you ever
true.
Even tried
I've never had Brussels sprouts.
Cabbage? I like cabbage. Corned beef and cabbage. I would have thought cabbage month would have been in March along with St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
That would make more sense to me. But, you know, hey, they didn't
ask
me. No. It's also National Kite Month, which I can understand.
I can see that, yeah.
A little breezy early in the spring, chance to get out. But honestly now, hand in the air, when was the last time you actually saw a kite in the air someplace? Really. When was the last time you saw a kid flying a kite?
Right.
I can't remember. You know, that's an old thing that we used to do when we were kids.
Oh, yeah.
We just thought that was so cool. And it was such a...
We get them for Easter all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, and it was such a skill to be able to do that, too, because so many times... I remember my dad taking us out to some of the parks in Dubuque when I was growing up, and we just bought those new little kites, you know, the triangular-shaped kites and stuff, and we couldn't... I mean, we'd get them up so high and then boom, down they go.
Yeah, just nosedive. And,
And you just try and try and try. And it's such an art. It's really a skill to watch somebody really fly a kite really well. But I just can't remember the last time. I mean, those are things that I guess if, you know, Nintendo made a game for a video system that where you could fly a kite, I guess kids would do it. But To actually go out and do that?
Physically, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not so sure. I just can't remember the last time I actually saw someone flying a kite.
Yeah.
And April is also Straw Hat Month. And there's another thing, too. When's the last time you saw anybody wearing a straw hat?
Yeah.
No. That's just, no. They don't do that anymore, do they? I say that now. Somebody's going to show up in the office here in another week with a straw hat on.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, interesting stuff there, too. But so, be aware of those things, I guess. It is what it is. And you need to be aware of those types of issues because those are important things. Very important things. Like National Card and Letter Writing Month. Didn't
really?
Letter writing and card writing pretty much go the way of the straw hat and the kite? Nobody does it anymore?
No. I don't.
I would have figured you'd had email,
yeah,
Twitter, and Facebook month or something. But yeah, writing letters. There's something
National
else.
National Day of Tweets.
Yeah, it's kind of gone by the wayside, hasn't it?
Yep.
Which is unfortunate.
It's all digital.
Handwritten notes and stuff. I mean, those are way more special. But changing times.
Yes.
And the times are changing too outdoors, as we said, with the weather changing. And that's going to open up a lot of other opportunities. A lot of springy things in the list here.
Yes. Well, speaking of being outdoors, the Shelby County Conservation Board, they're holding a Dutch oven cooking class. And that's on Monday, April 7th at 5:30 at the Nishnabend Recreation Area. They'll make 6 hot dips to go along with chips or crackers and also have two dessert dips, and then you'll get a chance to eat them. The cost of the class is $10 per person for adults and $5 per person for kids 10 and under. And if you're interested in that, you can call Christine at the Conservation Office at 744-3403. And it will be held rain or shine. And that's the Shelby County Conservation Board with their Dutch oven cooking class on April 7th at 5:30 at the Nishnabend Recreation Area. A book review at the Lewis Library will feature Dwayne Ocker on April 8th. It's at 7 p.m. And the Cass County Librarians, he is the Cass County Librarians featured author for 2013-2014. And so he'll be reviewing his latest book, Troublesome Creek. A free community dinner is held on April 8th and every Tuesday. And that's at the Catholic Parish Center in Atlantic from 5:30 to 6:30. Over in Anita, there will be a Red Cross blood drive. That's on April 9th from 8:30 to 2:30, and that will be held at the CAM High School. Atlantic Lions Club Pancake Supper, that's coming up on April 10th. It's at the Cass County Community Center from 4:30 to 7:30. Just $6 for 13 years and older, $4 for kids 4 through 12 and then 3 and under are free. And proceeds from this will benefit local, national, and international Lions Club projects. So that's the Atlantic Lions Club Pancake Supper on April 10th. And that's at the Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic from 4:30 to 7:30. Also in Atlantic is the Knights of Columbus Baked Fish Supper. The final one is on April 11th from 5:30 to 7. That's at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church Parish Hall in Atlantic. And they'll be serving baked Alaskan pollock, baby red potatoes, green beans, coleslaw, French bread, coffee, tea, milk, and juice. Just $8 for adults, $4 for kids 12 and under, and then proceeds from that will go to their scholarship fund for graduating seniors, and there's also desserts available. Also, that is for a free will donation, and proceeds from that go to the Catholic Youth Group. That's the Knights of Columbus Baked Fish Supper on April 11th from 5:30 to 7 at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church Parish Hall, and that's here in Atlantic. Over in Macedonia, the Gristmill Theater, they're presenting the comedy Mama Won't Fly. That's on April 11th, 12th, and 13th. And so the Friday and Saturday shows, those start at 7:30. And then Sunday is at 2:30. And you can get your tickets by calling 712-486-2216. Or you can also go email them to info@gristmillfinearts.com. That's the Gristmill Theater in Macedonia presenting their comedy of Mama Won't Fly. That's on April 11th, 12th, and 13th. Friday and Saturdays at 7:30 and then Sundays at 2:30. Over in Griswold, the Cass County Museum Spring Fundraiser, they're hosting the Crazy Keys Dueling Piano. They're from Minnesota, and that will be held at the Griswold High School Auditorium. That's April 12th at 7 p.m. Tickets are $15 and are available at Petals and Pages in Griswold or by calling any board member. Dusty's Place will feature a special dinner from 5 to 7 prior to the performance, and proceeds from this will be directed to the Cass County Museum. So it's the Cass County Museum Spring Fundraiser with the Crazy Keys Dueling Pianos from Minnesota. That's at the Griswold High School Auditorium on April 12th at 7 p.m. Live Healthy Iowa's 5K Run Walk and 1K Kids Run. That's on April 12th. The 5K Run Walk will start at 8 a.m. and then the Kids Fun Run will be at 9 a.m. All participants will receive a Live Healthy Iowa 5K t-shirt, race number, finisher medal, and the opportunity in age group awards. The cost for the 5K is $25. The adult 10-week wellness challenge participants can use a discount code found in their challenge confirmation email, and you'll receive $10 off registration. The 1K Kids Run for youth ages 12 and younger is $5. And for local event details or to register online, you can go to livehealthyiowa.org. That's the Live Healthy Iowa's 5K Run Walk and then a 1K Kids Run, and that's on April 12th. The 5K starts at 8, and then the Kids Run starts at 9. The Brayton Fire Department, they'll be serving Hot Beef Sundays on April 12th. It's at the Brayton Town Hall from 4:30 to 7:30. The meal will include hot beef in a dish along with lettuce salad, drink, and dessert, and it's all for a free will donation. And then this meal will be catered by Mills Diner, and proceeds go towards new gear for the Brayton Fire Department. So join the Brayton Fire Department, and they'll be serving Hot Beef Sundays for you on April 12th at the Brayton Town Hall from 4:30 to 7:30. Also coming up on the 12th, a Boots to Heel Conference. That's on April 12th. It's from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's at the Cass County Community Center. And it's an event for any women who want to have fun and learn. They'll have breakout topics from fitness to food and wine pairing, farmland lacing to arm knitting a scarf. They'll have breakfast, lunch, and a special dessert by locally owned businesses. There'll be door prizes. It's a festive atmosphere and plenty of time for conversation and networking. They'll have a vendor fair featuring local crafters and conference presenters during morning registration over the lunch hour. So registration for the entire day, which includes all sessions and a continental breakfast, lunch, dessert, and materials, just $30. And the registration forms with a full schedule is available at the Cass County Extension office. Also, there's a few local supporting businesses and also online at extension.iastate.edu/Cass. So that's the Boots to Heel Conference coming up April 12th, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center.
And there's a benefit to signing up early for that because, you know, there are breakout sessions and things too. You want to make sure you get what you want.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you don't want to get shut out. I do think they have some nice, plenty of room for folks, but yeah, you always want to make sure you get what you want, too. And $30 for registration, that's not too
bad.
No,
it's not at all.
When you get breakfast and lunch, those desserts they're talking
desserts,
about.
Desserts, yeah. You had me there.
I mean, seriously? The cakes and the good stuff, the pastries and stuff they're mm-hmm. having in the morning and stuff. Oh, I mean, they should have some fun. That's going to be a good day. So
yeah.
Hope folks get a chance to register for that and enjoy that. It's always been well attended.
Yes. See, also a dramatization of the Living Last Supper will be held at St. John's United Church of Christ. That's miles south of Lyman on April 16th at 7 p.m. And the event is presented by the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. There's fellowship to follow in the church basement after the presentation, and everyone is invited to attend. So that's a dramatization of the Living Last Supper at St. John's United Church of Christ, which is just south of Lyman. That's on April 16th at 7 p.m. Over in Griswold, there will be a Red Cross blood drive in Griswold on April 17th, and that is from 11 to 5. That will be held at the Central Church of Christ. Also coming up in April the 19th, Kiwanis Club of Red Oaks 5th Annual Triathlon will be held on April 19th. It's at 9 a.m. at the Montgomery County Family YMCA. Registration begins at 8 a.m., and you can get those forms at mcymca.com, or you can also pick them up at the YMCA. $15 for individual or a relay team of three is $30. After April 5th, it's $20 for individual and relay team is $50. T-shirts are available for $10 each, and participants may participate in any or all the events. And those events include swim 200 meters, bike 5 miles, walk, run 2 miles. So then the relay team of three, each member will get to choose one of those. The Live Healthy Montgomery County participants receive $5 discount, and there'll be fresh fruit, water, and bagels at the finish line, courtesy of Fairway and Hy-Vee. So that's the Kiwanis Club of Red Oak, their 5th annual triathlon, and that's on April 19th at 9 a.m. at the Montgomery County YMCA in Red Oak.
My question is do they provide the cot in between yeah. those events so I can take a quick nap, or do I have to bring my own?
That's a good question. Okay. Back in Atlantic, there will be a Red Cross blood drive on April 22nd. That's from noon to 4, and that will be held at Molly. The Cass County Memorial Hospital Auxiliary Annual Soup and Salad Luncheon is coming up. That's on April 23rd at the Catholic Parish Center, and that is from 11 to 1, just $6. And if you'd like tickets for that, you can contact Marcella Gaines at 243-5326. It's the CCMH Auxiliary Annual Soup and Salad Luncheon, April 23rd at the Catholic Parish Center, and they'll be serving from 11 to 1. Towards the end of the month here, the Iowa Bluebird Conservationists, they invite the public to attend their meeting at the Indian Creek Museum in Hastings. That's on April 27th at 1 p.m. You can learn to attract and protect Iowa's bluebird population. If you'd like more information on that, you can contact Pam Scholes at 778-2397. It's the Iowa Bluebird Conservationists. They're meeting at the Indian Creek Museum in Hastings. That's on April 27th at 1.
Excellent. Yeah. Lots of good stuff. Lots of good food there. We could eat our way around Southwest Iowa.
You can.
We typically do.
We try, yeah.
We'll take a short break, and we'll be back with more for you here in our program after this. So stay with us.
Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
Okay, got a few more things to tell you about here, too. Things coming up here very soon. In fact, some of them real quick here. This weekend, the Northeast Sodbusters 4-H Club will have their fundraiser breakfast from 8 a.m. until noon at the Irwin Community Building. They're asking for a free will offering, and they'll be serving ham, bacon, eggs, biscuits and gravy, toast, cinnamon rolls, coffee, orange juice, and milk. I think they got all your favorites in there.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty sure they got them all. The proceeds will be divided between the 4-H Club, the Shelby County Adopt-A-Family Program, and the Shelby County Fair New Show Ring. And there'll be a bake sale also for Relay for Life with a free will offering there. And the Shelby County Chapter of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans will be matching funds there as well. So lots going on there. Also this Sunday, April the 6th, the Portsmouth American Legion Breakfast will be held at the St. Mary's Parish Hall in Portsmouth from 8:30 to 11:30 a.m., serving pancakes, sausage, biscuits, and gravy, along with scrambled eggs, coffee, and juice. They'll have to-go boxes there available as well. Free will donations will be accepted for that event. Also this Sunday, April the 6th, the Green Ridge Steam Club's third annual trail ride will begin at 1 p.m. Hitches and carts are all welcome if you're a responsible rider. Now, they take free will donations for their meal, which will be held at the conclusion of the ride. There'll be a poker run available there as well. Green Ridge is located 1 mile south, 1 mile west, and 1.5 miles south of Irwin. So if you need more information, call 712-782-6545. And that's coming up this Sunday. Not a lot of time to think about that. Get after it real quick. There are a lot of neat trail rides going on at different times of the year, but I would imagine that spring and fall would be the most enjoyable yeah. times. Not quite so hot.
Yeah.
And you get some interesting scenery.
Changing of
yeah. different times. Also, some events coming up here pretty soon. The Avoca Boy Scouts will actually be picking up food donations, and that'll be next weekend. They sent out some door hangers. Actually, they went out and hung door hangers this weekend just as a reminder to residents of Avoca. And then they'll be doing the food donation pickups this year on Saturday, April 12th from 9 a.m. until noon. So they just ask that you set your stuff out and they'll come get it and it'll be donated locally and they appreciate your efforts. Also, the Messina Chamber of Commerce is holding their annual dinner and meeting. this Sunday, April 6th, at the Main Street Bar and Grill. The social hour starts at 5:30. The dinner is at 6 o'clock, and we'll have several presentations throughout the evening as well. And they hope that folks who registered will be there to enjoy that event. Also, got some Easter kind of stuff coming up here, too. There'll be an Easter breakfast and service at the Messina Baptist Church on Sunday, April 20th. The breakfast will be at 8:30 and the Easter service at 9:30 in the morning. Everyone is welcome to attend. And also, the Anita Town and Country Club will be holding their annual Easter egg hunt Saturday, April 19th. And this year's locations and time of the hunt are like this. Ages 0 to 23 months will be held at the Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab Center at 10 o'clock in the morning. Ages 2 to 3 years old, preschool, kindergarten, first and second grades, third, fourth, and fifth grades will all be held at the Victory Park and Cam High School football field and Cam North Elementary areas. And those will all begin at 10:45 in the morning. They'll have all the prizes handed out at the Anita Health and Wellness Center after the Easter egg hunts. And they're still looking for donations for that, too, if you can help them out with that. Also, speaking of Anita, the Oak Tree Opry in Anita is opening up their new season with some big shows coming up for the weekend. 3 days, there are four shows. It's classic country, bluegrass, some old-time gospel. It's Spring Fest, April 11th, 12th, and 13th. Now, Friday, April 11th, it's at 7 p.m. Saturday, there'll be two shows on the 12th of April, 1 o'clock and 7 o'clock. And then Sunday, there'll be a 10 a.m. show on the 13th. They have all kinds of performers coming in to entertain from all over the Midwest, including a special Saturday night performance by Kurt Shoemaker and his band coming up from Kansas. Tickets are $7 each or $10 each if you'd like reserved seating, and $20 if you'd like a special weekend pass that'll get you into all four shows. So you can just call the Opry at 712-762-4363 if you'd like to get your tickets or you need some more information. That's the Oak Tree Opry in Anita's Spring Fest next weekend. Always fun to do a little toe-tapping. That's all I have for some stuff going on here around the area this week. Do you have any birthdays?
I do. The family of Helen Clefman of Portsmouth is planning an open house in honor of her 90th birthday. They're going to have her birthday on Sunday, April 13th from noon to 4 at St. Mary's Parish Hall in Portsmouth, and friends and relatives are invited to attend. If you can't make it, like to send her a card, you can send that to her at P.O. Box 1, Portsmouth, Iowa 51565. Helen has 17 grandchildren and 13 great-grandchildren. They're asking for no gifts, please. So happy birthday to Helen Clefman of Portsmouth, celebrating her 90th birthday with an open house. And again, that will be held on Sunday, April 13th from noon to 4 at St. Mary's Parish Hall in Portsmouth. And you can send her a card to P.O. Box 1, Portsmouth, Iowa 51565.
Excellent. That's it?
That's it.
Want to also throw out a note. I don't have any anniversaries here. We don't have any babies to tell you about. So if you do have any of that information that you'd like us to share with the rest of the folks here in the Nishna Valley, you can simply send that information to us here at KJAN, P.O. Box 389, Atlantic, Iowa, 50022. You can email it to us as well. Send it to Stacy. She likes emails. What's your address?
KJANDESK@METC.net.
Yeah, we shortened it from front desk.
Yeah.
It's just desk. Easy enough.
Yeah.
And then also, if you want to fax that information to us, you can do that. 712-243-3937. Or, as always, you can have your ugly cousin drop it off here at the front desk, too. During regular business hours, Monday through Friday, we'd be happy to take that information. So drop that stuff off so we can share it with everyone there, too. And make sure you tune us in each weekend as well. We appreciate folks listening to us. And, oh, by the way, we did have the deadline actually pass for the early sign-up period for our Branson trip. Mm-hmm. But we can still get some more on the bus. We still have some room. So if folks are still, we've kind of closed it out, but we still have some room. We can still get people there. And actually, we'll do it for the same price, too, as we had earlier. So if you still were interested and we're still talking about it with some friends or family about maybe going with us to Branson June 10th through the 13th, we still have some room for you. So we can still fit you there. Don't wait too long, but give us a call and get signed up. We can still get you on the bus here, too. Yeah. We want you to have a good time.
Yes.
Well, that's all the time we have for you here this weekend. As always, we appreciate you inviting us into your homes this weekend. This is Jim Field.
And Stacy Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley